some of the most wicked nations. You'll find Esau's descendants certainly in Europe, in Edom.
We have whole books on the destruction of Edom. Edom destroyed. That's what Mashiach is supposed to do, destroy Edom. It's all over Tanakh. These are just enemies of the Jewish people.
But yeah, they're the arch enemy of the Jewish people. They are Edom, they are Rome, and they're Rome.
Who's Rome today? Europe and the United States.
God will take revenge against all the Gentiles, descendants of Esav, what we call today Christians, for the Holocaust, for the Inquisitions, for the destruction of the temples, for many, many things that they still have an open bill. Still don't pay for it.
And this is going to be God's avenging.
All these Europeans, all the Romans, all the people of Edom that came from Esav. When the time comes that Hashem takes revenge against you, how great it will be the day that Hashem will take all your filthy people, include your children, and destroy all of them for what you did.
The Christian world and the Western world is considered a continuum of Edom and of Esav. So now we're going to speak about the reasons why they are prophesied to be destroyed. Why will you be cut off forever? You'll be cut off forever because of your active destruction of the second base Hamikdash.
Look at Europe. They won't exist in 5 years, 10 years. They always choose the wrong thing because they are so backward. They're so backward. They hate God. They really hate God, and they really hate the Torah. You know, that's why they go crazy and with their anti-Zionist shit. They hate God.
We're going to infiltrate Germany with Muslims, and that's going to bring Mashiach. Because the Ishmaelim are going to fight the Edomim. They're going to take battle one to another.
Before the end, before Mashiach eventually arrives, there's going to be a major turmoil in the world. There's going to be a lot of havoc. There's going to be a major war where you're going to see the nations of Edom fighting the nations of Ishmael, but ultimately both attacking Israel before Mashiach comes and destroys all of Israel's enemies. This is something I'm sure many of you have heard 1,000 times.
Edom falls to them. They lose. The Western countries lose this war.
Once Edom is destroyed, along with its false Messiah, then and only then can Israel rise, and Messiah ben David can gather the exiles and build a third temple.
So really, the United States of America is destined to crash miserably. What matters is that the fact is that the land of Edom, the United States, is going to be destroyed, and it's going to start with economy.
You can become an American if you buy into Central American ideals, but I'm not going to pretend that I care whether a bunch of people who are pro-America and pro-American ideals come from Cuba versus coming from Britain.
Last week, Pius organized a letter signed by over 1,200 rabbis. Can you imagine getting 1,200 rabbis to agree on one thing? But agree they did, and what they agreed was to ask our elected officials not to halt or even to limit the United States Refugee Admissions Program.
Nations, individuals, anybody that takes a stance against Jews, anybody that takes a stance against Jews, they have very big problems.
So what do we think about wiping out the nations of the world, the two-thirds of the population? So it's not that there's going to be an activity, fire and brimstone, plagues, 10 plagues or 100 plagues. No. They won't be destroyed. Simply, the nations of the world will no longer have a continuation. They will no longer reproduce. There won't be any procreation in their realm. So they'll just die out naturally of old age.
How could he say in such a time, God's going to delete two-thirds of the world? So a couple of the commentaries say he's going to destroy all the nations of the world. It doesn't mean that he's going to come and kill them with a rifle, with a gun, and stab them and shoot them and kill them. No. They're going to take away, Hashem's going to take away, and Mashiach's going to take away the ability of having a continuation, of having more kids. And therefore,